You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So I think that's...
I mean, come on, man. You trade Desmond Bain, you do.
Right.
To be back in here. This is that's a right. rebuild then.
No, this
and
is,
why would John Jarrett want to be part of that?
That's right.
Come on.
If they finish ninth.
I mean, that means Isolo was probably not good. Or maybe
that's literally like a worst case scenario type thing.
It would be.
I don't see that even as really like super realistic. Like, because that means everything.
I mean, it's
everything.
It's actually,
let's just say John Morant didn't play.
That's exactly
right.
That's not that hard to see.
Zero for 82.
Realistic, just because of his history, injury.
Totally.
That scenario could happen.
But even with the other pieces, I'm looking at it like, okay, cool. That means he played about 10 games.
I don't
for the year.
I don't think they'd finish 30 and 52. But I mean, could they be like 36 and 40? You know, 46. Yeah. I would say that's definitely possible, which would get you, you know, I mean, you wouldn't be far from nine, you know? So, I mean, where the Bulls picked 12th, what was the Bulls record last year? I don't know. I don't have it in front of me.
They're in play-in status.
Yeah, they're 39-43.
Right there where they usually
are. Is it that crazy to think the Grizzlies could have a 39-43 record?
I mean, there are teams in the West that have gotten better.
Yeah.
That were not, you know, beneath you.
Yeah. If Coward,
I think Spurs are that.
Yeah. So, it's an interesting. I mean, look, on some level, it's exciting because you have two, but you don't want two top 10 picks. You just want the one. You just want the one. Yeah. And you want it to be top four. If it's top four, man, you're cooking. You really are cooking. You're guaranteed to get a guy that I think will be really good for you. You get outside that four, less sure. But we'll see. It's June of 2025. Anything can happen. Guys can raise their stock. It will probably look a lot different this time next year.
Very nice asset, though.
But absolutely, yeah. Something to be excited about, mm-hmm. for sure. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come. Parth Upadhyay going to join us on the other side, 125. Stick around. Jason and John, Trying to FM, ESPN. All right, we're back. Jason and John, Trying to FM, ESPN. Parth Upadhyay going to join us in just a little bit. But it's Friday, and we have not done it so far this week, which is pretty rare for us. So we make sure we're not going to get out of here without doing a little thing we call Cabernet Cap. All right, Ace Bailey will show up to Salt Lake City by Monday, Jason. Is that cap or no cap?
This one's tough, especially if, and we don't know it yet. I don't know that we touched on this part either, but if Utah is the team that Ace Bailey's representation told do not draft him, because there is a report that a top five team, was told that by Bailey's representation. What we do not know now for certain is which team that is. I've seen reporting on it from Tim Bontemps over at ESPN. I think Gaboni is in on the story with him. But this is why they're saying keep an eye on it.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly, if they knew it wasn't Utah, that part would have been stated already.
Yep.
But what we don't have right now is any confirmation that it is necessarily Utah. You do have a seemingly Little bit of a unusual situation here, at least so far, because Utah doesn't know when he's coming in.
Exactly.
You know, the fact that it hasn't been nailed down, that hasn't been reported, because you know everyone is calling right now from the Wendy's to the Bon Temps right now trying to find out if Utah's got a handle on this situation yet or not, because everyone certainly were, you know, their eyebrow raised when Austin Ainge, Danny's son, took Bailey at 5, because many thought Bailey was going to get his way. It looked like he was trying to go to Washington at 6. I believe that's who had the 6th pick. And somewhere 6 through 8. And so when he was taken, while he seemed to handle it pretty well for a guy that perhaps maybe told Utah, don't take me, I mean, at least in front of the cameras and everything else, he told Mark Spears, I think it was very important, he said he had no idea they were interested in him. Remember, he didn't do any workouts, went to no facilities, seemed to be trying to fix his spot in the draft. And Austin Ainge said, I don't care. So what will be interesting to see if the reporting, whether it's Bon Temps, whoever, can tie these two things together. If the top 5 team that ESPN has reported that Bailey's camp told, don't take us, is Utah, we should find out here. Again, something's going to come together. All these guys, especially these first rounders, have to be introduced at their with their new teams. We're expecting it here, obviously, as well. It's just routine. Although, you know, we didn't routinely get a press conference from Isolo. It's a separate situation. But at my point, teams don't always do the routine. I expect at some point, though, I'm going to go Ace Bailey. What can you do? If Austin Ainge has taken you, they pretty much got you right now. And I think it's $10 million per year you stand to get as the number 5 pick in the draft. And so what are you saying? What are your options there for your representation? It doesn't feel like you have a ton of leverage. You tried to pick your spot. You missed. Time to go be a pro and then show Utah that part, right? Or any other team down the line for your second contract that you, once it's done, you can be a player that's committed. You're not going to be a problem or a distraction, and you're ready to play ball. So I'm just going to go that he ends up. How was the question? How was it phrased?
He'll show up Monday.
Yes, that is no cap. He's going to show up Monday.
I have an actual question here.
Yeah.
Is Utah really as bad of a spot as their record was last year? It looked like they were dealing with a lot of injuries. We know Markkanen is a really good player. John Collins was good when he was playing last year. Kessler can start at the 5. And then they've got Sexton, Keontae George, and Collier there. You add Ace Bailey into the mix and some of these other guys they've picked up. They could actually be pretty decent. Shouldn't be as bad as they were last year.
Yeah, it's just like a lot of like clay, it feels like, and not a lot of molding. So I think that's the piece of it.
It's a big old spot for him on the wing right there to bone, though.
Yeah.
The way the thing is built, in terms of fit, and that's what others have said. Like, there's opportunity there in Utah. I don't know.
Yep.
Perhaps it is the, you know, the race thing, whatever else, because from a basketball standpoint, it looks like all the opportunity he wants is there. Now, again, that roster, maybe they got the reps, got a problem with it. Oh, one thing you knew about them, too, and people like their young coach, who came over from the Celtics, did he not?
Hardy.
Hardy,
yeah.
That's him.
Yes.
Yeah. People like him. They played hard last year before they – remember –
They
would tank at the end
at
of games,
point. Yes.
But they gave you everything. Before they were almost perfect at it, and where they would give it to you hard for three quarters, something. And early in the season, they didn't care. Yes, they turned it to tanking, but they were very good about it in terms of making it look like tough. My point is, you know, you're going to get he's going to get effort out of those guys, and maybe there's something there for.
Except when they got fined for benching Markkanen without telling
anybody.
I guess
anybody. I forgot that part. Yeah, that one actually did come back to bite them. But they played hard and everything else, and maybe that's just a young coach getting a team that doesn't have a bunch of young guys play hard. But my point is, it doesn't look – I'm with you. It doesn't look as bad a situation.
Right.
You look around, see in the other places in the league, especially in the East, the Washingtons and all them.
Yeah, I think he shows up. I do.
Okay.
I'll say no cap. I think he shows up by Monday, and this is all going to get be over
okay.
by Monday. So, because like you said, his financial implications are just too great to not. So – at worst, you go through a contract and then figure it out from there.
Right.
All right. The Grizzlies will win the NBA 2K Las Vegas Summer League. Cap or no cap? They've done it before.
Here's what I say. If we're not sending you out still, that means they're not winning.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. I mean,
because at one point we were very excited about getting you out there.
Yeah.
We're very excited about getting Drew and DeMichael out there. Are we still?
I mean, I feel a little duped because when I booked the trip, it was with the expectation that it would be a thing, you know.
Yeah, and you're going to see the Grizzlies coach that just got 9 games in the playoffs last year. You're going to see him coach.
And now when I'm out there, I'm going to be watching Zion Pullen. You know, I'm not going to be watching Zach Edey. I'm going to be watching Zion Pullen. So
Zach Edey's agent that confirmed for us that the thought seemed to be that Isolo was going to be coaching the team. So we're not just speculating there. You know, a little bit.
Right.
Do you think he still does?
Well, I think he does at least a game.
Is it still worth it? Yeah. I mean,
yeah. No, it's interesting. I mean, I think why not? It would be the only reason why not just, you know, get some extra reps. But
who will be the leading scorer? Because it won't be Pippen.
Do we know the roster yet?
I mean, we put it together.
You know, it could be a random dude, bro. Like, it could be like one of these clowns. You know, there's always some like.
No, is it going to be Gigi? Because you've got him chained up and going out there. If he's playing, shouldn't he be?
He should be. Yes.
Okay.
He absolutely
especially with
should
no
be.
Edey, and maybe no Coward.
I mean, I'm gonna say Cam Spencer. How's that? Because he's playing every game. You already know.
I can't believe that Kleiman's gonna let the dog off the leash and let him go play in summer league. He's so valuable. He's so valuable.
It's time. It's time to let that dog out the cage.
We don't have the Grizzlies roster for this. We have a couple other signings. They picked up Ace Baldwin for the
he
summer
stinks.
League.
He stinks.
From Penn State.
That guy stinks.
But all we have is the schedule.
I watched Penn State. He was terrible. Now maybe he was hurt. Whatever. All these guys have some excuse.
Let me ask you this: do we all agree Gigi's going? I know us two. Are you? Are you making Gigi play, George?
No. If it was up to me, I would.
Okay.
Yeah, Gigi.
I'd send him out there.
What
he
about
needs reps?
What about Wince Williams?
I don't think so.
He's done more.
I think he's graduated. Yeah, I think so. He played in that playoff series, man. I think you have to let him. You know,
dude, why are you holding on that one game?
Because I just would feel
he was
like,
invisible last year. You're talking about this one play, the game against OKC, everything was dead.
If he wants to play, he can play, but I'm not asking him to play. Is where
so
I
let's
right
try
now.
And piece together the roster.
How is he different than Gigi?
Because he played in the playoff series and was like a relevant player in that series, whereas Gigi, he's been in the league for a year longer, and Gigi regressed. I mean,
Did Wentz not regress last year?
He did regress. He did. But had the injury. At least he has something he can blame it on.
So did Gigi.
Gigi had an injury.
We know Gigi had a maturity problem.
How do we know Vince doesn't have a maturity problem after he got the money?
I mean, that's true. We don't know.
Well, let's try and piece together the roster because you have to have a certain amount of players to play this, right?
The cameras are off, right?
That's great. Yeah.
Good.
It's
actually legal now.
Sources.
The draft picks from this year. So we've got three guys there. This kid that they just signed. So we've got Pullen, maybe Cam. Yeah,
Pullen and Meshach going to be battling it out.
Yep.
Just battles. That's all he does.
Battle to the death.
You're going to tell him, you're two ways up. Pullen's got your two-way. Go get it. That's what they're going to tell him. I think Harrington's probably right. So they're going to fight it out. Keep one open.
Yep.
And you give the other one to Small. Javon. Yep.
Which, I mean, that's one thing that I noticed when watching some of the tape, because I was curious about him. I was like, I don't know about this fit. I found some he's fast. That dude is a hustler. He just runs up and down the court. Mm-hmm. He's fun to watch.
Oh, is he our new TJ McConnell?
He's fun to watch. He's just sprinting up and down
the
court.
So you're telling me relentless like TJ McConnell?
I mean, he did average like 18 last year
at West Virginia. I saw with a huge usage rate and everything else and shot pretty well.
Yeah.
How much do you need another ball handler, though, is what I'm asking y'all on this thing. I guess regular season, sure.
But. I'll say this. No, the Grizzlies will not win the summer league.
I think it's pretty much stated our rosters.
Kind of thin right now.
But I got to look at it. I got to see who else is cooking. You know what I mean?
And who's starting at center?
It's going to be one of these. Because
we ain't got a young big in here now.
It's going to be one of these, you know, scrap heap guys that they get on like a, you know, just a summer league guy.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Send Jay Huff with him.
Meshach starting center.
He might. He might.
You want small ball.
All right. Last one here before we get to part of the pod. Yeah. Cam Jones, Memphis native, ECS graduate. Mr. Basketball will have a long career in the NBA.
I'd like to say that's no cap. What qualifies as long? Just give me there. Is that 8 to 10? Is it 10 plus?
Is it five years in the league?
10 years
is like a long, you know, obviously that's not easy to do. Like, so I reckon like a 38th overall pick to have play 10 years in the league is like, that's saying a lot. But it's like, do you believe in the player?
I do. I believe in his commitment level. He's shown that at all levels, whether it was, you know, through loyalty or just doing whatever he had to do to whether it was lead the team, be that second guy. When he was with Kolick, he was sort of the other guy, right? The Robin. and he played that role well. When Colet gone, he had to take it over last year. While some of the numbers dipped from the three-point line and dipped significantly,
yep.
Like he's going to have to prove he can hit that shot consistently. It's still all there, man, all the intangibles in terms of just how motivated and driven he is, and the fact, and you touched on this, Halliburton, there's opportunity there. And here's something, I'd watched it recently. I know we bring him up all the time. A lot of times we're making fun of him, but we admire him. T.J. McConnell talked about it. You know, it was a trainer that told him, dude, okay, white guy, a little bit unathletic, you're going to have to be different. You're going to cut out a 10-plus year career in the NBA, you're going to have to pick up full court. You're going to have to be crazy with your effort to a point that people say, what's wrong with that dude? And look at it. The guy bought in. He says, this is my way to stay in the league. This is what I can own. And and what I'm saying is Cam can find a way, potentially with his shot creation, maybe with his defense, because he's got some energy on that side, to be that kind of guy. You're going to have to be that. He will probably never be a starter. He can have a long career as a backup guy, much like a T.J. McConnell has done. It might not look like T.J. necessarily, but it has to be that. You have to own something in the way that T.J. McConnell has done. I think he can do it.
Yeah, you know, there's a belief among, you know, his representation that he plays 14 years. Like, that was the number that was called out to me. Like, they just think he's a long-term 14-year guy.
Committed. You know?
And yeah, I think that helps him. He's in a situation that's immediate in terms of playing time opportunity.
Great family, military family. If I'm not mistaken, I mean, you know, just in terms of you're gonna, you know, regiment, all that stuff. What you got to do? You don't have to worry about bad decisions.
Yep.
Like you do with some of these prospects. That's not happening.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, you know, it's all to the good for him. It really is. I will say a quick story on another draft pick that's not from Memphis that I actually had a personal interaction with, much like Jemai Mashek, except even more personal. When I was out there in Vegas doing the streams for the tournament, first and second round of the tournament, Jeff Goodman brought out a guy named Brooks Barnheiser, who was at Northwestern. Mm-hmm. I had never watched him. I don't know anything about him, but I the name sounded familiar, whatever. So he was out there. He was hurt. He was rehabbing and stuff. Like, he had a boot on the whole time. Mm-hmm. You know, it was good, really, really good dude. And we got to know each other a little bit. And, you know, he was asked about Memphis and Penny and all that. And, you know, he ended up, we wanted Starbucks one morning, right? And, you know, these were 13-hour straight streams. It was like in the trenches. And Goodman told us to go get Starbucks. Man, this cat, went and got all the Starbucks, paid for the Starbucks for everybody, and brought them back for everybody. He's an athlete. He's there because, like, for no reason, because he was asked, and he's going out, he's paying for Starbucks for everybody for no apparent reason. He was drafted 44th by the Oklahoma City Thunder last night.
Wow.
It was the lowest in terms of a big board ranking. Like, he was not on anybody's big board. He came out of nowhere, you know? Wow. And I got to believe, like, that, like, leadership, like, just going out and buying the drink, like, not even worrying about it, like, in a boot, no less.
Mm-hmm.
That said a lot about the kid. It really did. And, you know, now he's on a friggin' stable, you know, reigning national championship organization. So. You know, so he's not from Memphis, but it was cool to see, like, he got rewarded, you know what I'm saying, by the universe for being a good dude, going to the damn Thunder, and obviously can play. It is funny how, like, if the Thunder, like everybody says, Thunder wanted them, it makes you feel better about your pick. You know, everybody says
because
that.
You cannot rightfully not call Sam Presti a genius.
That's right.
At this point.
Like, everybody says that. If you reach for a player, it's like, no, seriously, the Thunder liked him.
Right.
They were going to take him. Igor Demin, they were saying that about. Cedric Howard, they were saying
they
that.
Are the litmus test.
You know, they liked him, man. They liked
him.
They liked him.
He's so good.
Anyway, all right, we'll come back. Part of the podcast is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him. About the Dane Danger news, the roster, what's up next for the Tigers. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Parth Vader. Parth Upadhyay. Covers the Memphis basketball program for the Daily Memphian. Joins us every single Friday on the show, and he joins us now. We have a lot to get to. We got draft night. We got summer league teams. Yep. We got realignment news. We got waivers. We got new players getting teased. Man, we got a lot to get to. But let's start with the news of yesterday.
Sure.
Dane Danger is gone. Moving on from the University of Memphis. Waiver got denied.
Yep.
Your prayers didn't work, clearly, Parth. You should have prayed a little
Tiger
more.
Tiger Nation's prayers didn't work. It's unfortunate.
There was a thought that, and again, I hadn't checked on it in a few months, but there was a thought at least maybe a month and a half, 2 months ago, that there would be a legal pursuit if and when that waiver got denied. It seems like that changed at some point. Any idea as to why that thinking may have changed?
Yeah, I'm unsure. It definitely seemed like it. Or I know it was discussed as a possibility, when this thing first started, like, hey, if this route doesn't work and this route doesn't work, then we'll try this route. And the first two routes being the first waiver, which, was, according to sources, was denied back in late May. Memphis files an appeal. That was obviously denied yesterday. And then the third option, kind of three strikes and you're out, was going to be the legal pursuit, right? Like filing a lawsuit against NCAA. But it just seemed like as soon as that statement came out from Penny and Dane's thank you, like it seemed very final. Like it there was no indication or tease to, hey, we're still going to battle this, or yep, we're going to try to figure this out and see what's next. And then obviously later in the night, you find out that Dane's going to be added to the Miami Heat summer league roster. And
yep, that's
and,
it.
And that's it. That's so, it. That's his Tigers career. It was a hell of a year, but 1 year only nonetheless.
Where does it leave him in the front court, Parth? And more importantly, I mean, we know Bradshaw, we've talked about him here. We've talked about him with you and what he brings to the table and sort of the challenge for Penny and trying to pull it out of him. But Penny sort of talked about having, more openings, and you tell me whether or not he's going to use them. Is there perhaps another big, or is this going to pretty much be it? What do you sort of think in terms of, you know, getting another body?
No, I think, I mean, as Penny kind of teased on, what was it, Monday? Maybe it might have been Tuesday.
One more time earlier this week.
Yeah, Monday or Tuesday at the Tigers on Tour over there at Huey Southwind, he kind of said that, hey, that there are guys who are, I think he said, on the way or coming, or he used some kind of phrasing like that, and he said that that couldn't be discussed at this time for whatever reason.
Right.
But, you know, they've got 12 right now. They got three vacancies now. You know, Dane's not in the picture. I expect them to have at least one other big, if not two, by the time the season starts. So
realistically, there's not much out there
in terms
left,
of needle
right?
movers.
Yeah, exactly.
No, not really needle movers. There is, you know, I always blank on the guy's name. Brandon, is it Huntley Hatfield or Hatfield Huntley? The once Louisville, last year
Huntley
played at
Hatfield.
NC State and is now back in the portal.
Yeah, so okay, that's an interesting one. Yeah, he played for Tennessee.
Yeah, and I think if I'm not mistaken, there might have been some overlap there with Nolan at Louisville. With him, and he was a guy
interesting,
averaged 7-5 in the ACC last year. So, like, if he can do that in the ACC, there's no reason why he can't.
So he's in the portal, and you're bringing him up because you've clearly heard his name.
Interesting.
It seems like that could be a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, Nolan, like you said, there's the tie there.
I mean, he could start.
That'd be a nice get, man.
6'10", 250, he could be your five.
What's been the latest on him in terms of who's still in, you know, in terms of his options?
It's weird, though, because I think he entered, first of all, he entered late, right? If you look at just kind of through the news sites and see where that reporting started. But ever since he entered, there's not been any kind of developments on, that I've seen at least, on visits or on like
not a ton
interest
of reporting
heating up.
On
so like
it.
It's kind of been, whatever's being done, it's been behind closed curtains, scenes. Which makes you think, you know, you look at that plus the, I got to make sure, but there might be that overlap there with Nolan, and you're like, like maybe there's something there.
Oh,
but,
yeah, you're educating me. You know, I had no idea he was on the radar.
When you talk about needle movers. Unless I'm missing somebody, that might be it. A 7-5 guy, like,
well, there's
Kyrie Huey still out there.
Yeah,
He averaged 1.8 points and 1.4 rebounds a game, I think, at Miami.
Yeah, I mean, he's not. I just Twitter searched his name. He hasn't even been like tweeted about like at all since May, 25th when he worked out for the Bucks. That was a month ago.
Interesting.
Not Kyrie, right? Or not Kyrie Huey. Talking about Brandon.
Brandon Huntley Hatfield.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
That's nuts. Yeah.
I mean, that's your alma mater, man. You got to check in on that.
It's one of my alma maters, yes.
Yeah,
no doubt.
It's where you started. It's really about where you start.
That's why I started sports journalism.
Yeah, it was your first love.
Covered that Dennis Smith, Omer Yurtseven, and Malik Abu led Wolfpack team that kind of just imploded. That was my first witnessing of an implosion.
So that's why you're so good at covering what happens here.
Mark Gottfried was talking about biting tires, and he was coaching while fired. It was a crazy year, man. Crazy ass year.
No, I mean, honestly, that would be, if they could get him, that would be awesome.
Yeah, just because he was not on my radar before we talked to you, Parth. That's why I love doing it. What would that, I mean, is John joking? Will we have an automatic starter there? You're putting Bradshaw off on the bench? I mean, how would this change things?
I think you're moving Bradshaw to the five, and if
I thought Bradshaw was a more natural four, though. I thought that
he is, but he's 7-1, right?
And like, I know, but he needs to play somewhere where he's comfortable, bro. I don't want to play the man out of position.
Where he's banging bodies with guys who are 50, 60 pounds
heavier
than him.
That's not what he wants to do.
Yeah, right. No, he's already said that. So
you guys are putting him in the high post, basically making him a four.
I would make him a four.
That was the idea if Dane was back, but now if Dane's not back, they're
going to get Brandon Huntley Hatfield.
Is he more of a four if they do?
He's 6'10", 250, bro. He's playing the five for me.
And this is speculation.
He's 40 pounds heavier than Aaron Bradshaw.
No, but this is it. You could play them both together.
Yes. That's what
you'd have to play them both together because you have no other options, quite frankly.
I mean, do you know that there are, do you know that, is that a possibility?
It's like kind of message board chatter, if that makes sense, right? It's the
Dude,
type of stuff
Nolan,
you see on,
man.
What was the old site that used to have all the scoops, the tigersports.net or something like that?
It was Memphis Roar.
Was it Memphis Roar? Anyway, it's that kind of stuff. It's like the
MemphisTigers.org.
You scroll deep enough, you're going to see.
He's thinking about MemphisTigers.org.
Yeah. I used to love that site. When I first got this job,
bro.
When I was interviewing for this job, I used to.
MemphisTigers.org is
scour that site.
Is it? I've not been there in years.
It used to be like you had to check it.
Hell yeah.
I had to check it as the B-writer.
And now it's like, man.
Let's bring it back.
Now, I know that Memphis fans are old, so it is possible that several of them have entered the upper room. You know, that we're posting on this message.
Man, this feels like a Penny type, so had something up his sleeve type.
A rabbit
deal.
Out the hat, doesn't it? Seems like this could be the.
And it's ain't, I don't it ain't put Kyrie so Huey, bro. It. Huey, Dewey, and Louie. We've already talked about him. He averaged 1.4 points a damn game. I mean, if you're saying, here he is, like, that ain't, man, stop. You could have left that at home.
Okay, say you got both of them. What kind of difference does it make if you can play both of those guys on this team?
Wait, Kyrie, Huey, and?
No, he's talking about Brad. He's talking about BHH.
Now I'm back to your Hatfield, McCoy, whatever.
It's a drastic
McCoy.
Difference. That's
what I'm saying. How much better is the team if you've got this guy?
It's time to play the game.
I think it makes him better. I think I don't know how by how many. I don't know what Torvik would say, but I just think from a positional personnel standpoint, it would make it more natural.
Can we plug it in on Torvik?
Yeah, but
it would do too much.
It's not going to do too
you
much.
You don't think it's going to make a jump?
It's going to
in the way that Danes did.
But what does that mean when you got a guy who's actually a competent player at the Power Conference level 7 and 5? Who there's no reporting on his whereabouts. There's
somebody's already shut it down. Is what it tells me.
What
I would say is already got it under wraps.
Could be that. I would also say that. To call the ACC a power league is doing a little much in 2025. It's got a couple of schools in it.
Compared to the American Athletic?
Well, anything's a power league compared to the American. But
dude,
power.
That's how we got Louisville
to
a home and home.
7 and 5 and the ACC turns into, 12 and 9?
You, North Carolina need to do a home and home with us. Y'all need 9, it.
13 and 10?
Yeah, I'm gonna plug.
If there's Huntley any move jump at all. That's what I want to know.
All right, so right now they are 72 in America at Torvik.
Here we go.
I'm going to hit submit with Brandon Huntley Hatfield.
Put him in there.
Where do they go to?
67.
I mean, it's still loading, bro.
Yeah, because there's so much data there.
I think Torvik is just as surprised that this was a possibility.
Man, this has been
Bart,
a great.
Yeah,
so
Bart.
They go to 66. It's a 6-spot jump.
Damn, that's it?
That's a lot. 6
Why
spots for a dude to average 7 and 5?
Okay, all right.
That's a lot, bro.
I'll take it.
It's a spot. It's like a spot for every point.
We're still not beating USF, according to Torvik, but we're up
that's
to
crazy.
66, right? I mean, is USF still way up there, John? I mean,
let me.
USF is at 62.
They're at 62.
62.
10 spots
they're
higher,
not way
bro.
Up there.
But let me remove Felipe.
10 spots higher.
Let me remove Felipe from the list. That may help our numbers.
Man.
Right? Because he's gone.
Goodbye.
So subtract him from, because you can play with this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not in the.
Take it more than twice you're playing with it.
He's going to be in the third tier of player, right? According to Bart, doesn't he tier it out where it's like contributors, projected bench contributors, and then non-factors? Isn't that how it is?
No, it's no move.
The needle did not move.
You're actually 0.2 worse offensively
without
Felipe Patino.
He's a 45% three-point shooter, yeah.
But he would not have been that here. Come on.
Shooting is one thing that translates. I've heard y'all talk about this in terms of, obviously different levels and obviously different defenses and that sort of that thing. But isn't shooting's like mechanical and mental? Like if you can, shoot the cover off the ball, you can shoot the cover off the ball.
Yeah, but this dude was a literal minimum wage player, bro. Like he was not.
He probably wasn't going to play much.
Yeah, exactly. So we also don't have Mason Matthews on here. He's not on here. So, that could be a thing. That could be a big jump we're missing. But, obviously Brandon Huntley Hatfield would be, again, I have no idea if this is worth even,
I have no idea.
It's
either.
Not
going to
be just Memphis, though.
But obviously it makes an impact.
Needle mover.
Whereas, I guarantee you if I put your boy
1.6.
Kyrie Huey in here.
Kyrie Huey.
Let me just play with this and let me just see, would there be any jump with him? I highly doubt it because he did nothing last year at Miami. But I just put him in here and no change.
No, we got our man.
Stays at 72? No change at all.
Like literally no change. Damn. So I mean, take that for what it's worth, but he's not an impact guy. So you're 70. You're quite literally everything stays the same. Offensive, defensive, Pythagorean.
All the arithmetic is the same.
Get me Huntley Hatfield. We got some.
All right. Let's assume he's not coming. Right. The roster. Let's assume even though there'll be players added, that there'll be non-factors.
Mm-hmm.
What you got right now is what you'll essentially be working with come November 6th, 7th, 8th, whatever that day is. The season starts. What are we working with? Is it a bubble team? I think it's a bubble team, right?
Yeah, bubbly. Yeah.
Bubblish.
Very bubbly. Not bad, but bubbly. Yeah. I mean, obviously there's bull cases. There's a bear case.
The ceiling
and there's
is
a
high,
base case.
Right? I don't know.
I think the base case is bubble. The bear case
low,
would be
though.
Like they finish fourth in the AAC.
And missed the NCAA tournament entirely.
And then the bull case is they have a run not quite like last year, but
similar.
They could
succeed.
Yeah, seven.
What,
six,
what
seven.
Three teams games, in the AAC would finish ahead of Memphis basketball?
There's not.
I mean,
you said fourth.
Yeah.
Just,
That better never happen. North Texas, Temple, and your guys at
Brian
USF.
Hodgson and USF, yeah.
Because
yeah.
like we've talked about, football league, okay, maybe that's right. One, basketball league,
I mean,
no,
it would,
no way.
I mean, fourth
better,
would
better
be
never
very
happen.
Difficult.
That's, that,
with
that
this,
would,
with this roster, even with this, like it's not.
Yeah. It would hurt your program.
But finishing second, even finishing second is bad.
No, it is now, unfortunately, yeah. with as bad a basketball league as it is.
Like you just can't really sell that to your fan base. Like finishing second in this league is just.
No, it's not even, it doesn't even get you in the tournament. It's been a one-bid league, I mean, essentially.
But there's still a lot, like there's a lot to like about it, man. There really is. I mean, it's just, you just have to hope that the SEC transfers, Zach Davis, Curtis Givens, and you know the Big Ten transfers. You have to hope that they all drop down and it just kind of happens for them.
And that's my thing, man. Like it's possible, and Penny's one of the best, as y'all have said. I think y'all said earlier this week, like his track record of player development is up
pretty
there,
good.
Right? It's pretty damn good. But it's different when you've got a couple guaranteed producers. P.J. Haggerty, Tyrese Hunter,
yeah.
And then you've got a couple, let's see what happens, Dane Danger, maybe Colby Rogers, versus having four, five, six guys, let's see what happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are the odds that many players all hit their peak?
Right.
It could happen. I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but it's just a more difficult thing to envision when you're thinking about the possibilities of next season.
Who we got right now in the back? Is it Doug Sincere?
Doug McDaniel, Sincere Barry? Parker.
No,
and then I
put in a three.
I put Zach Davis in three,
Davis
and then
a three.
Hassan.
So Barry's y'all six man coming off the bench to score. Does that sound right?
I'd have Julius Thedford. I think he can fill it up, man. He can go.
There's another scorer off the bench.
Yeah.
Lots of possibilities.
I like Quante Barry a lot too.
I was about to say Barry seems like he's going to contribute somewhere.
He's like mm-hmm. He's a good passer too. Like people don't talk about his passing ability, like secondary playmaker.
Yeah.
The ball doesn't stop when it gets to Quante Berry is what I'm trying to
all
say.
All I kept hearing over there was just from all the – it was really the high school coach got a chance to look at him all week long, a couple of games. Just length, length, length. My whole thing
got
was –
got an inside
well,
look, man. How do I get a credential?
Dude, I had to pay for it. That's the best access I had since Josh – before Josh kicked me out of practice.
Yo, how much is it?
For the camp? For the kids' camp? You don't want to know. I had to pay every penny.
I'll pay it. I might go purchase
they're not,
it.
If you ain't got
I'll
a kid to register
–
you gonna rent a kid?
No, don't. I'll
take somebody's kid, man.
The moment they see you and Munz walking up,
that's
you,
right.
We're shutting it down. You guys don't get
what
in.
If I bring my kid?
This was the best access I'd had since being, you know, booted out by Josh.
Hey, man, Penny, if you're listening, I'm bringing my child to your camp.
He doesn't have one, Penny.
I'll see you there.
You know, Penny will know that you don't have one.
I'm bringing my child.
Yeah, he was. That was
Penny
really
basketball camp.
The only reason I was there is because of Chris, man, and that I paid it like another parent to see it.
Exactly.
I'm telling you what,
I'm cash ready, dog.
John's
cash
man.
Ready.
Use the DM. Use the DM credit card like you do everywhere else.
Daily Memphis credit
exactly.
Card.
No, no, dude. John's man, Curtis Givens, thick.
See,
he went on and put that. He got in that SEC weight room.
He does look like
that Montverde weight room.
You don't want to say
he,
it.
He looks a lot different than he did when
thick.
He left.
You don't want to use the word.
He's been
but
in that,
he does
he's
look
weight.
He's bulked up.
He's bulked up.
Yes, he looks good.
That's
ready
great.
To
yoked.
Contribute right away, as John has said, told us.
Man, a backup point guard role, absolutely. I agree with John in that sense.
Whoa. We ain't putting no limits on it now. I mean,
I saw Curtis the other day, and this man, he's like, "What's going on, John?" I said, "I'm Jason, bro." I said, "Your favorite one's in there. It's John. Yo. He's in there. Don't worry. He's got you. He's got you."
Talking about CD3 or the dad? Who
you talking about? Dad. Gonna call me John. No. I'm the other one.
That's right.
I'm the other one. John's your favorite.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's because it's family over here. You know,
exactly.
you're calling it down the middle. Yeah. You know, you're being very neutral and objective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, good if it's good, bad if it's bad.
Yeah, let's take our time.
Right.
It's more
well,
like where
I'm
at.
No, such elk.
No, John hitting 80 miles per hour.
I'm ready
to start line.
I've been to that pizza place. Is it pretty good? Pizza Me? Is that what it's called, right?
I haven't had it yet.
I have not been there.
But everybody speaks highly of
but
it.
I do expect when I go there to dine like a king.
John
obviously.
Goes
that's
to
right.
love. He has brunch at love with Curry with the Gibbons
it can't,
family.
It can't be an all white party without me.
Without some Caucasians.
That's facts.
Shout out John Martin.
That's exactly. Right.
Yes, sir.
And so I'm the DEI hire over there.
John's going to be the first white 30 for 30, power 30. The first white one.
Yeah.
He's made it in.
Come on, Curtis. I mean, that's what I'm kind of angling for here.
He's basically asked him on the air for it.
And he kind of, you know, back then.
Are you aware of the 30 for 30? Is it 30
I see
for
30?
Power
30. Power
30.
30.
30
I see 30 it on
30
my Instagram.
Yeah. Is the,
it's mostly black.
You say he'd be the
right.
First.
He's going to be the first,
first white.
He's gotten his way.
It's big.
That story he wrote about CG3.
That's right.
possibly got
He wrote the feature. He wrote a great feature about it. I just had the news that he was coming here.
Yeah, the commitment.
But I think John should get that award.
See? It's really more of like a recognition. There's lots of awards.
I think John should get that recognition.
Yeah.
Like, I'm with it, man.
I mean, I
nominate John Martin. What's it called? 30 for 30?
No, that's the ESPN documentary series.
Yeah, I'm getting mixed
up.
Power 30.
And it's not.
That I'll never be a part of.
Is it just 30 people?
Pretty sure.
Annually?
30 every year.
Yeah. If they and I'll
see some white folks up there.
Has it?
Okay. I'll go look later.
I don't want to say
it's just
black.
I'll try to break down the demographics of those awards.
No, I think the Power 30 is not for us typically.
Oh shoot!
I mean, I think
it's a blacklist. Yeah. Black excellence.
That's right.
Parth.
If you know, I could infiltrate it 1 year, right? Just get in there.
This is your year.
Yeah.
On some Tyler Hero type stuff.
Yeah, man. That's crazy. So now we're working on that. We'll have an announcement for y'all here. So just make sure y'all come out to Love for the.
It's gonna be historic.
All right, man. He's Parthu Pandey, covers the Tigers for the Daily Memphian. Join us every single Friday here on the show. We'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 90s Turn FM, ESPN. Robert Over Jewelers is where you should get over to for the summer of 1,000 engagements. And it's hot outside, man. It's been a hot week outside in Memphis, Tennessee. You need to cool off. You spend $24.99 or more over at Robert Irwin Jewelers during the summer of 1,000 engagements. You're getting a free Yeti Tundra cooler. I mean, that's perfect. That really is going to hit the spot. You also get the peace of mind with the meant-to-be guarantee, which means that you buy the custom-made engagement ring, the diamond, for any reason, you can bring it back. Within that first year, you get your money back. Nobody else is looking out for you like the good folks at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Make sure if you get an engagement ring, you go see Howie. At least give him a chance to be the one to sell you the ring. He's got to make you the best deal. Remember, he's going to take care of you for the rest of time when it comes to those free jewelry, spa service items, ton of perks that come with it. But the main thing is you're going to be not me, which bought mine from a big box store, and what I bought didn't appraise up to what it really was. What Howie sells you is what it's really going to be worth. That's from the get-go, and you're going to get the best deal in town. So I don't know why, if you're in the market for some jewelry, particularly engagement rings, at this time, the Summer of 1,000 Engagement Sale, you're not going to see Howie. As John said, you save up to 40%, and with that purchase of $24.99, you get the free Yeti Tundra cooler. Why not get you a free gift you can use for the rest of the summer? Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, always at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Visit any of their 5 locations, 3 here locally, or shop online at rijewelers.com.
Thanks to Parthu Pandey for joining us on the show. Yeah, quite the busy couple days for Memphis basketball. And you know, again, we'll see. I don't want to get too excited about Huntley Hatfield because that just kind of feels like a rumor, but he is available. So
right, but and I can't imagine that other people don't have needs and
that's
can
right.
use another body in the front court, which makes him more
that's right
attractive. Which
exactly,
you would think it's, you know, maybe there's other suitors as well.
That's exactly right. Somebody else is going to need a big too. So right. Who knows? All right, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Parthu Pandey for joining us on the show. Thanks to Anthony Sain as well for coming on and breaking down the NBA draft and what the Memphis Grizzlies did. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.